Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca8neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Hello and welcome, spooky trivia nerds, to the best trivia podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany. I'm here with my best friend, Meredith. Say hi, Meredith.
Hey, trivia nerds.
It is the week of Halloween.
Ooh.
I love
it.
Do you
have your costume ready?
Almost. I'm like so last minuting this year. It's terrible, but my kids are all ready, but like I am not ready yet.
I haven't completed one single task, and both of my kids are like, I don't want to do it, I'm too old, because they're like teenagers, guys, and so they're like, we're just gonna pass out candy, we don't want to do anything. And I'm like, well, all right, I guess.
I assume that's
not doing anything.
We live in the country, guys. We don't get to pass out candy, we don't have trick-or-treaters.
Oh,
but I know it sucks. But I assumed that they also didn't want to go trick-or-treating. But then they're like, so are we getting costumes so we can go trick-or-treating? I'm like, oh, are we doing that? Yes, yes, let's go do that. So that's what we've been doing. But I haven't gotten anything for myself. I usually just do like some manner of cat or witch. In fact, Meredith and I were at a library this last week, the Swanton Public Library. Thanks for hosting us. We did live Halloween trivia. All of our amazing friends showed up in costumes. It was so cool. And we played some awesome Halloween trivia with some zombie rounds. And there was so much candy and so much fun. So we did get to dress up for that. We'll put some pictures up this week.
That was fun.
It was pretty awesome.
Okay, yeah, we would love to do live trivia. If you want us to come to your library or your pub or something and do some live trivia, we're in. We're in.
Oh, yeah. We love it. Just have your librarian contact us. Either on Facebook, that's fine, in our messages. They can do it also via Instagram. We do lots of, you know, family trivia, adult trivia, kid trivia. We do it all. We just love trivia. We love the trivia.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can give a shout out, first of all, to our teams from this week. Team Inferno, Black Cat, Winnie, and Killers. Good job, guys. We loved playing trivia with you guys at the library. Thanks for coming out. Also, a shout out to Kira, Audrey, Hudson, Charlotte, and James, as well as some birthdays. We've got Archie, a belated birthday to Ruby, Sean, Natalie, and Gabrielle. I hope you guys have amazing. I would love to have a Halloween birthday. That's so cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
Like, yeah, a party.
Then
where
you would dress up every year.
Yes. Best birthday ever, guys. I love it.
Best birthday parties. Oh,
so much fun.
Yeah.
So we're going to lead you through two rounds of Halloween trivia. I'm going to ask you a question, give you 10 seconds to come up with an answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct one. Are you ready to get your spook on?
Ready.
All right. Round one. Question one. Halloween is thought to have started around 600 AD, based on what ancient Celtic festival?
I actually know this, and that's Samhain.
That is correct. It is Samhain. Question two. What is the most popular Halloween costume in the U.S. according to Google?
Is it a witch?
It is a witch, actually.
Woohoo!
Okay, question three. Before pumpkins, which root vegetable did the Irish and Scottish carve on Halloween?
A squash?
Close. It's a turnip. They used to carve turnips, which I feel
I don't even know what a turnip is.
I mean, I have a hard enough time carving a pumpkin. I can't imagine carving a turnip, but you know, whatever. Question four. How many pieces of candy does the average household give to every trick or treater that comes?
Mm-hmm. I think they give everybody 4 pieces of candy.
Ooh, at Good Houses, it's 2. 2's the Av.
Oh,
2's the average. Yeah.
Above average here at the Solo House.
Now everybody's okay. Heard it. Go to the Solo House. Okay.
We run out. Our neighborhood is like prime.
I bet. Trick-or-treaters. You're in
it
the fancy
so
neighborhood
cool.
too. So everybody wants to come and get the good candy.
We have people that come in just to our neighborhood from other inner city parts of Toledo and trick or treat us. So it's kind of fun because I feel like we get to see a lot of kids. So it's neat. It's neat.
Their costumes are probably awesome too.
Yeah.
I love it. Question 5. What is another name for a large kettle or boiler often used by witches?
That would be a cauldron.
That is correct. Question 6. Which Halloween candy is considered the worst?
I'm going to guess that it's candy corn because it's disgusting and there's memes about it.
Okay. I actually like candy corn, but you're correct. It is candy corn followed by circus peanuts, according to a survey of 17,000 people at candystore.com. Circus peanuts are disgusting.
Every time I hear the word circus peanuts, I think of you. One time in some other podcast we're doing a long time ago, you were like, yeah, my boss paid me in like licorice and circus peanuts. And I always think about this joke you made.
They're just gross, guys. Okay.
Okay.
Question 7. Who is said to haunt the White House Rose Garden?
Haunt the White House.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
Abe Lincoln.
It's actually former First Lady Dolly Madison. She apparently loved the Rose Garden or redid the Rose Garden, and now she haunts it.
Wow. Dolly Madison. Like, yeah. James Madison. Is that who it was? I wonder what
I think.
Was. Okay.
Green
I wonder if she
and
died at the
death.
White House. Okay.
I don't know. Question 8. Who wrote the 1818 classic book, Frankenstein?
I have no idea. Your mom.
I wish. Man, the royalties from that would have really helped out. But it is actually Mary Shelley, unrelated to me in every way. Okay, question 9. The Puritans are said to have been the first to associate what type of black colored animal with bad luck?
A crow.
It's a cat.
Oh, it is a cat.
Okay, final question of this round. Jason wore what type of mask in the Friday the 13th film series?
A hockey mask.
That's right. A hockey mask. You still see those, by the way, all the time. All right. We're going to take a real quick break. And when we come back, we'll play round 2 of Halloween trivia. This blew my mind when I found out, did you know 80% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? It's me. I'm the problem. I'm the 80%. You guys, seriously, think of how many free trials you scheduled that you just never think of again and also never cancel. That's why I'm a big fan of Rocket Money. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills all in one place. You can easily cancel the ones you don't want with just the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does all the work for you. It can even negotiate to lower your bills up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They just do everything. It also lets you monitor your expenses in one place, recommends custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notifications when you've reached spending limits. Average customers save $720 a year. That is insane. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. That's rocketmoney.com/roadtrip. rocketmoney.com/roadtrip.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All right, we are back for round two of Halloween trivia. You did really awesome the first round. Let's see if you can keep up the scary track record going into round two.
Okay.
Getting a little spooky here. Question one. Which movie tops Rotten Tomatoes' list of the scariest horror movie ever?
Harry.
It's actually The Exorcist, and I've never seen this because I don't watch scary movies.
I have never seen The Exorcist either, but I wasn't allowed to watch scary movies as a kid, so I feel like that time has passed for me in old scary movies.
Oh my gosh, my son, he is 17, and he tried to get me to watch one last night. He's like, let's watch Children of the Corn. I go, oh honey.
Absolutely not.
No.
He's not like, out here in the country.
I'm like, we live around corn. This isn't what we do. I don't know what's wrong with you.
No. There's already scary spiders. We don't need any other ideas.
No, we don't
add
to that. Okay, question two. What is the most popular Halloween costume for pets?
The most popular for your pet? Oh my gosh. I have to think about it, but I do want to tell you guys about a funny Halloween costume I saw on TikTok for dogs. It was like the dog looked like he had little overalls on and he was running with scissors. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen. But I think that it's going to be a wiener costume, like a little hot dog.
That's close. That's actually second. It's pumpkin. Pumpkin is number one, followed by hot dog, a bat, a bumblebee, and a witch.
Oh, man.
I know.
Well, okay. If anyone has that dog running with scissors costume, can you send it to our Facebook page so we can post it? It's so funny. Okay.
Okay. Question three. Where is Transylvania, otherwise known as the home to Count Dracula, located?
Transylvania is in Romania.
Yes, that is correct. It is in Romania. Question four. According to the well-known song, which family is said to be creepy, kooky, mysterious, and spooky?
The Addams Family.
Yeah, imagine a really strong snap there. I'm a bad snapper.
Oh, you're a bad snapper?
I am. Okay, question five. What's the top grossing horror movie of all time?
the top grossing horror movie of all time, I'm going to say Friday the 13th.
It's actually, according to Box Office Mojo, the 2017 remake of It. It made over $700 million. Still have not seen it.
Okay, I haven't either. That's the clown one.
Yes.
Oh, no thanks.
When I see kids in that like costume, clowns. I'm always like, honey, go away from me.
Take your red balloon and get out of here.
Get out of here. No offense.
No candy
adorable,
for
but
you.
You need to leave. Question six. Which character in the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, got a bag of rocks when they went trick-or-treating?
Oh, it probably was Charlie Brown just because he has bad luck.
He does. That kid.
Ugh.
He's got to be hard to be friends with long term. He's just such a downer, you guys.
He really is a downer. If you ever listen to Charlie Brown talk, like, no thanks. Where's Linus?
I know. Question seven. Which Irish band has a hit song named Zombie?
That would be the Cranberries.
That's
all
right.
Because
if you haven't heard this song, have your parents play it right now. That is some good 90s rock right there.
And if your parents are playing you this song, good job, parents.
Yeah,
way
to
parent.
You feel very lucky because those are some cool parents. Question eight. Edward Cullen is a vampire in what popular movie and book series?
Read them all, watched them all. We should do a trivia on them. That would be called Twilight.
Oh, I love it so much still, guys.
Me too. No, it never gets old. I wish would do another Twilight. Come on, Stephanie Myers.
I know. Okay. Question nine. In Shakespeare's Macbeth, how many witches are there?
I don't know. So I'm just going to guess three because that's like a witchy number.
It is three, actually.
Oh.
Yes. The three witches of Macbeth. Okay. Final question. This is a little folklore trivia history. Why did women look in mirrors while walking downstairs at midnight on Halloween?
Why did they look in the mirror when walking down the stairs at midnight on Halloween to see if their costume was still intact?
Because folklore has it that when you did that, you saw your future husband.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I avoid looking at any mirrors at midnight on Halloween because I'm terrified that there'll be some ghost or something in there. But apparently
they were peeping
in all the mirrors because they got to see their future husband. So
I'd have to see if my costume's still working or not. Like, I don't know.
We have different needs in 2023. All right, guys. Good job. Good job surviving this spooky round of trivia. Head over to our Instagram and Facebook page. Let us know how you did. Hey, listen, if you're listening to this, next week I'm going to post on our Facebook page that I want to see your Halloween costume. So you guys watch for that post and have your parents take your picture and you put your Halloween costume up there because I want to virtually trick or treat with you guys. We want to see all of your very cool costumes. That's going to come up on Monday. So make sure that you guys post your pictures on that thread. If you are listening to us on iTunes, we would love a 5-star review. And if you are listening to us on Spotify, we'd love those 5 stars too. We love Spotify, huge fans. All right, thanks for listening and have an amazing and safe Halloween, Trivia Nerds.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit ca-neighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.